There's a very good reason why I didn't become a maths teacher. I hate maths. But there are some people in my life, there's a particular teacher who's not at the school at the moment, but her love of maths intrigued me, and so I had lots of conversations with her, and she showed me a little of the beauty of maths. And you can't help but be in a director's meeting where there are some maths and science people quite heavily represented in the school directors, and I meet with them each week. And so I have come to appreciate maths. And when Kay was still working at the school, there was one day when I ran over to her and I said, there was something about maths that had just suddenly made sense. And I know it sounded really silly as I shared it with her, but I got really excited and I thought, why couldn't I have felt like that when I was in year three? Life might have been a bit different. But anyway, with maths in mind, I have done a little bit of calculation. I've done a little bit of research into our church, as much as I can, and a couple of other people have helped me. And so looking through our directory and thinking of faces and people who perhaps aren't in the directory at the moment, I've tried to work out kind of how many people in our church community are involved in school life in some way. And these are my rough calculations, and I know that I probably haven't got it completely right. So I'm not naming names so I don't get into trouble, okay? So if you sit in one of these categories, just assume that I had you in mind, all right? And it was somebody else that I had forgotten. So from what I can tell, there's about 18 teachers. Now, that's not including those who have retired. I'll talk about you in a little while. But there are about 18 people, I think, who teach in some way, whether that's in early childhood right through until end of school. Now, I haven't actually taken into account those who perhaps teach in tertiary, except for one person. So if you are a teacher, can you just raise your hand for me? Have a look around. There are the teachers that are here. Now, some of our teachers have gone out working with kids already today. So they've done it through the week, and then they front up on a Sunday and they go and they do it again and teach our kids out in Shack and Oasis and Billabong. Now, there are about 14 people who are support people. That might mean you work in admin. That might mean that you are like Jason and myself, chaplains, or those wonderful angels who come through at the end of every day. And after kids have created havoc and made a mess, you just sweep through that room and that building and make it prepared for another day. So I've got about 14 of those kinds of people. So can you put your hand up if you're one of them? Look at those wonderful people. Yes. Now, there's one that's not here in that. So, Mrs. Warren, I'm going to ask you to be a... Could you please take this? Can I trust you, Lorraine? You're going to have to stand up and come out the front. Because one of those angels, Mick, comes through Jason and my area. And every time he comes through, he goes, Catherine, have you got chocolate? Well, that's a dumb question, because if there was chocolate, there wouldn't be now because it's in my area. So I would have had it. So, Lorraine, if you can just make sure that Mick gets that, and I'll check. Can you just keep an eye on her for me, thanks, Ian? Yeah. Yeah. Now, from what I can tell, I think there's about seven people who are retired or perhaps on leave at the moment. So that might be principals, that might be teachers, that might be people who've worked in admin who have retired or are perhaps on leave. So are any of those people lurking here today? Put your hands up. Those people with long, long days, not doing anything, you know, just relaxing. Now, there are, as far as I can tell, three principals, deputy principals, or people who are consultants to schools. So any of those people who are lurking here? Look, there's one over there. Yes. Now, as far as I know, there are three board members, and Darren has named them, but there might be people who are on boards for other schools. So if you're a board member, or you have been a board member in the past, can you pop your hands up? Look at all of those wise people. Wow. Now, of course, that doesn't take into account the fact that all of those children and young people that flocked out just a little while ago, they all actually go to school and therefore their families are engaged in school life in some way, whether King's or other schools. And I'm probably right in saying that we all went to school. Did we not? Yes. Not saying whether we loved it or not, but we all actually attended school. So when you think about it, school is an amazing way of impacting the life of a community. We've all had and have now some impact and input into school life. What I want to do is to actually tell you now the story of the beginning of King's Baptist Grammar School, which at that stage, at the beginning of time, was called Teetree Gully Christian School. Now, as I tell this, it's taken from a book that has been written on the early history of the school, and there's only a couple of places where I actually name names. I don't name everybody that's involved, one, because I don't want to leave people out, but also because I want all of us to own this story. And as you listen to me read the story and as you watch the images come up onto the screen, I want you to listen for things that tell you about community. I want you to listen for things that tell you about faith. I want you to listen to things that tell you about following Jesus. I want you to listen for things about the neighbourhood. And I want you to listen for things around embodying our faith in the places that we live. So we all love stories, so please sit back, relax, and listen to this story. I want to tell you a story which is a part of a much bigger story. And hopefully we'll get some pictures as well. Thank you. Sorry, let me start again. I want to tell you a story which is a part of a much bigger story. It's God's story. It's the story of faithful men and women who responded to the dream that God placed in their hearts over 30 years ago and who saw their vision of faith unfold. On October the 27th, 1979, seven people from Teetree Gully Baptist Church attended a conference in Adelaide. And the conference was about establishing Christian schools. Those who went to this were very inspired to pray and then to plan for the day when Teetree Gully Christian School would be established as a ministry of Teetree Gully Baptist Church. At their first meeting in 1980, they affirmed that they wanted to try and start a school by February 1981. They were committed to it. And they were standing against any problems that might come their way. They knew that their help was in the Lord. They knew that He was their rock. Now, the commencement for the school was deferred for a couple of years. But in faith, 15 students were bused daily to Trinity Christian School in Rosewater, wearing their green uniforms and standing out amongst the blue uniforms of the Trinity students. And they were ready to commence at Teetree Gully Christian School when it would open. A sign of courage and strength for young people standing out in the crowd. The going was not easy, but the founding board, under the leadership of Reverend David White, moved forward step by step. Through prayer and hard work, the planning progressed. At times, it seemed as though every possible hindrance was being placed in the way. Objections arose around things like traffic, about parking. And wherever there was going to be a school, there was going to be plenty of noise. The cost. The time that it took in planning and meeting, the council regulations that became difficult at times, and then, of course, there were the church and the school needs that needed to be considered. It felt like they kept coming up against a brick wall. During this time, many different sites were explored for the school, and many hours were then also put into making sure that there was an R to 7 curriculum for the children, which included making sure that children could explore the Bible and what it meant to follow Jesus. There were site inspections by Non-Government Registration Board, and they were waiting for the Planning Appeal Board's final decision. All of this was bathed in prayer and trust, remembering time and time again that God, their rock, was leading them in this new venture. On the 21st of December 1982, the Planning Appeal Board decided in favour of the school. The battles had been won. The hurdles had been jumped. The walls had been navigated around. And so on Sunday, the 13th of February 1983, as part of the Harvest Festival celebration at Tea Tree Gully Baptist Church, they also celebrated the establishment and the commencement of Tea Tree Gully Christian School. On that particular Sunday, the school had been in existence for 5 days, and together as church and school community, they gave thanks to God for his provision, and they gave glory to him, recognising that the vision of faith had become a reality only because of his grace. On Monday, the 8th of February, just 6 days earlier, the Tea Tree Gully Christian School had opened with much rejoicing, praise and celebration. On that first day, there were 38 students from reception to Year 7. Sally Osterstock and Nikki Medina worked tirelessly beside the board, the church, the students and the parents to develop a sense of belonging and of taking the first teaching initiatives in a new school where everything was a challenge. Having to set up classrooms in the old Ebenezer Chapel in the basement of the church, but also having to move out on a Tuesday so that Triple T could continue its program, and so PE and excursions would happen so that church life could also continue. This new small school was surrounded in prayer by the board, the church and the parents. And in spite of the challenges, the church and the school cohabited amicably and cooperatively. The school grew, staff and students, and with a limit of 100 students for the church site, a new home for the school became urgent. And during this time, more areas of the church complex became classrooms. Portable building was added on site, and later adding a second campus across the road in Angoves. This extension provided more playing space, staff room, library, hall and admin. In 1987, a fundraising appeal was launched and the school families dipped into their own pockets and pledged $187,000 towards the school's relocation. As I've told this story to the students at King's over the last term, this actually amazes them when they consider the generosity of people who have gone before them that has helped the school to become who it is today. But difficulties continued. The Commonwealth authorities rejected the school's initial application to extend into secondary years. The architect's costing blowing out to double the original estimates. The state bank rejecting the application for funds to relocate. So there were more walls to be prayed around, and again God's provision and grace meant that the vision of faith continued to grow. The faithful Board of Governors moved ahead in faith, one step at a time, acknowledging that faith is often spelt. We heard that just a few weeks ago as Jason shared with us. Believing that underneath them were the everlasting arms, and faith cost them. The governors put their hands into their own pockets at times to inject financial help and gradually the clouds parted and the walls were navigated around. During the 1988-89 school vacation, there was little break for staff and for parents. The school was boxed and it was moved to its new site in Wynn Vale, including Angote, Block 1, and also Block 2, the demountable building. A new location, a new name, a new motto, a new crest. All highlighting the board's desire that Jesus would be the king over the school and its ongoing development. King's Baptist Grammar School, a school where Christ is the king. A school that acknowledges Christ as saviour. A school that puts its faith and trust in Jesus Christ. A school where the love of learning is celebrated and God's word is read, taught, treasured and applied. A school that recognises the sovereignty and the provision of God. A community open to the work of God's Spirit. A place where students and staff are free to worship Him. A school that encourages students to enjoy physical endeavour and that reflects the desire of running the race that God has set before us, physically, academically, and spiritually. And of course the motto, Visio Fidei, the vision of faith. That vision of faith has been handed on over the decades by faithful men and women, all recognising the lordship of Christ, our King. And many of the people who were in that beginning group and that first board of governors and the parents who gave so generously and gave time so unceasingly, many of those people are still here amongst us in our community today. The current board of governors. We weren't sure which one was you, Darren. The current board of governors are now entrusted with this vision of faith. But physically, our church has relocated to stand alongside of this child that we gave birth to 30 years ago. And I wonder how we as leadership, as members, as attenders of Golden Grove Baptist Church are standing alongside of our school next door. And I wonder how we are walking with them. I wonder how we are holding on to the vision of faith with them. How heavy does that vision feel? What does the vision prompt in our hearts? How are we sharing the vision with them? And how are we passing it on to other people? As we look back over three decades, may we echo the words of Paul to his friends at Philippi. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And so as we continue to journey with King's Baptist Grammar School, our next door neighbour, our relative. As we continue to walk with them, may we also continue to pass on the vision of faith. For those of you who were here as we relocated, our motto at that time was moving on in faith. We celebrate today and this year men and women over 30 years ago who had a nudging and a prompting from God to start a school, and who faithfully worked hard, tirelessly gave time, generously gave money and gifts and all that God had given to them. People that sit amongst us this morning, and we thank God for them. We thank God for the work that has begun through them. But as we celebrate 30 years together, the invitation is there for church and school together to hold hands as we walk courageously into the future. King's Baptist Grammar School is no longer that little school struggling back at the old church. King's Baptist Grammar School is adult now. It's strong, it's firm, and it's courageous. Golden Grove Baptist Church is also adult and strong and courageous. And so we walk together into the future. What might that look like? Together we recognise that King's and Golden Grove Baptist Church are both God's work in and through faithful people for his glory. And at school, our heart's desire is to see young people to grow in what it might mean to have and to live a vision of faith in their life. As you sit in silence just for a moment and you think of the words that you have just heard and some of the images that you have seen on the screen, reflect on that story and what does it say to you? For some of you, there will be memories that come rushing back of those early days. For some who've never heard the story before, there'll be things that stood out to you that take you by surprise. But which part of this story stirs something within you? It might stir you to pray. It might stir you to find out more. It might stir you with a fresh vision that you feel that God is planting in your and our hearts. And we sit in silence, and sometimes it's hard to break silence, isn't it? But what I'd really like you to do is just for a moment to look to someone sitting next to you and just say to them one thing that has stood out in that story, that has challenged you, that has inspired you, something that has kind of sitting within you and you think, I'm going to take that away and I want to do a bit more thinking and reflecting on that. So something that challenged you, something that inspires you. So just quickly talk to one or two people next to you. I'm just going to give you about 1 minute to do that. Okay, 1 minute up, I think. Not good at telling time either. Before we move on, is there anybody who'd like to just call out something that they found that challenged or inspired them, something that they heard?
Persistence.
Persistence, yes. Determination, hanging in there, keeping on going. Thank you. Excellent word, persistence. So easy to give up sometimes, isn't it? Just seems too hard. Yes. Yes, such a tiny little fledgling church. Would I entrust my children to go there? So the faith of those early people. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Anything else? Yes.
The thing that struck me that I hadn't realised before was the vision and support of Trinity School to accept or to support another school's vision and embrace their new school and their wider school. So that they even though they construct their own initiatives within their school, they share the wider vision of supporting Christian schools in Adelaide.
Yes. Thank you. So it's not just about us, is it?
No.
It's actually, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Anything else? Yes, and evidence of that now we see, don't we? And people pulling together, working together, the faith that holds them, the persistence, together what we can do that we couldn't do on our own. Thank you. Yes.
And so that idea of we are in the community, but we are also hopefully presenting something different.
Yes.
And we are not just blending in, but we are presenting a difference. And obviously that's something that challenged me there.
Mm.
How to do that in everyday life.
Yes.
But to look different and to be alive.
Thank you. Don't want to miss anybody. Yes. Yes. So obviously those early people responding to this nudging of God as they went to the conference, and then God's faithfulness over the years through faithful men and women. Thank you. Gives courage, doesn't it, for the future? If God can do it over the last 30 years, imagine what he might do over the next 30 years. Amazing. Amazing.